Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. The surah we are discussing, it's only one part of the surah really. It came in the poem that was read. Surah Muddathir, we explained that how Surah Muddathir spoke to me and you in the manner that you haven't come in the world to sleep all the time. You want an easy life. It's very cold. Cover myself. He said, oh Muddathir. Qum fanzir. You got a job in the world. Qabr will come. You'll have a lot of time to sleep. As for Muzzammil, it's very similar to Muddathir. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got the news that the leaders of the Quraysh had gathered. And they said, if the people have to come to Makkah Mukarramah, they're going to ask that what is the matter with this? You don't like him, what's wrong? Why you don't like him? So they said, we have to have one united answer. Because if I say I don't like him because he's mad, and in another one says I don't like him because he's a magician, and another one says he's a poet, and another one says he's just got no character, people will pick up we're lying. So we all have to unite on one word. And all of us say the same thing. When 100 people say it, you think there's tawatur. How can everyone be lying? He said, let's unite. So a long mashwara took place. What can we say? Some said, let's say he's a sahir, magician. Somebody else said, this man is no magician and you know that. Someone said, then let's say he's a poet. He said, poetry, we have studied poetry. Poetry is imagination. This man's words is not the words of a poet. Somebody else said, then let's say Majnoon, mad, jinn afflicted him. Another one said, anyone will meet him will understand, he got no jinn. He's in control of his feelings. His character is unique. You ever found a man with a jinn? Finally they got upset. They said, say something, say something. So what they themselves had already refuted, they finally agree that if there's nothing else to say, let us say he's a magician. Because a magician makes people separate. Brother and sister must separate. He makes us separate. He breaks our houses. So we'll say he's a magician. Although they just said just now he's not a magician. He said, everywhere, whoever we meet, we're going to say, magician, magician, magician. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very hurt with this. And now when you're thinking, you all know if someone says, hey, someone wrote about you, naturally you want to say, what's written about me? Now you say, who's reading this here? Now every time you're walking, you're wondering, is he saying, did he see it? Now you start worrying about everyone. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, he never worried about his own being. But he had a worry that now his effort of dawah will become affected. Because as soon as you walk up to a person, the person looks and he says, magician, please don't come to me. Don't come to me. A person normally is supposed to run away from an amil. This is a funny thing, this. An amil, because when an amil tests you, the first thing he'll say, you got a jinn. Before he came to test you, even if you had a jinn, you never know it, and the jinn never know it also. So life was good. But the amil, you'll see, like, he can actually pick up, his ears twitch also. If he's next to someone who got a jinn, you'll see his body starts shaking. So after salah, he'll tell you that, you know what? You know, you got something on you. You got something. So normally if they tell me, you got something, I say, I'm telling you, my friend, whatever that something is, but my wallet is empty. There's nothing in the wallet. If you want to treat me, you can treat me for free. Then the man says, no, nothing for money. It's just that you got something. We all got something. Jinn troubles every person. But sometimes the jinn doesn't know and we don't know. Jinn doesn't know and we don't know, life will carry on. You'll live happy, you'll die happy. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Aisha radiallahu anha one time, because she woke up, he wasn't there. So she said, he's gone to another wife at this time of the night. It's my turn. She woke up. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned. And he picked up that she was like, not right. She had come out. She had seen him. She came running. He said, "Oh, Aisha, what's your problem? Like, what's wrong?" That she was just quiet. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Did you really think Allah in His Nabi will ever betray you? It is your right. This is your night. You think I'm going to go to another wife on your night?" And he said, "Your shaitan is troubling. Your shaitan." She said, "Do I have a shaitan?" He said, "Everyone got a shaitan." She said, "What about you?" He said, "I also got a shaitan." He said that my shaitan, however, has just given up. He has just given up. But I got a shaitan. So now we all know we got a shaitan. So now when the jinn says, "You got something," I say, "From the beginning I got him. He's been there all along. But up till now, he doesn't even know he's with me. I don't know he's with. But now you're telling me. Now I got a problem." Sometimes in a house you can have a mouse. But as long as you don't know the mouse is in the house, you'll enjoy living in the house. Now when you find out the mouse is in the house, now you can't sleep at night. So you'll say, "What's the difference between last night sleeping, the night before, and tonight? Why can't you sleep tonight?" You say, "A mouse." You say, Last night there was also a mouse. The only thing is you never know of the mouse, now you know of it. Otherwise, the same mouse, if you want to bite your toe, you're bitten it last week. Say, you just sleep. He'll do his thing, you do your thing. Easy to talk, yeah? Rather don't find out there's a mouse. Rather don't. Because when you find out, you're not going to sleep. You find out I got a jinn. Now you think life will be easy. But as long as you don't find out. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was worried. As soon as I walk, they're going to say, "Magician, stay away." Amazing it is nowadays. Magician, Amil, not far. Very similar. Now you hear someone, "Amil." You see, the streets are full of the cars. And most of the passengers in the car are women. Most of them are women. Most of them. And most of them got the husband's credit card to pay also. Most of them. So the law is, whenever you see someone who works with the jinn, if you don't go to him, you will live happy. The day you go for ilaj, treatment, to pick up, "Do I have a jinn?" Everyone got a shaitan. Everyone got a shaitan. Now he picks up your shaitan, you had it all along, you live nicely. Now you start feeling heat. My friend, he phoned the Amil. He said, "Hazrat, I'm getting hot. Very hot. I think you're making heavy tawajjuh on me." Amil is also my friend. He said, "Friend, no tawajjuh at all. I got COVID. You came to visit me the other day. You also got COVID. Go for a test." He had COVID also. He said, "I thought heavy heat is coming out. I got COVID. You got COVID." So everyone has something in them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so worried. So worried. What will the people say when I'm walking to them? I walk up to someone and say, "Assalamu alaikum. How are you?" Say, "Are you Muhammad?" And it's gone. How you feel? She's coming to somebody else. People are saying, "There's he coming, there's he coming. He's going to come here and our family is going to break. We busy." And they're gone. It was going to affect his dawah so much. Because they all united on one word, sahir. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had his muzammil. He had like a long cloak. Normally in salah at night he used to wear this one. It was used for covering because when it was cold, so his whole body would be covered and now he would stand in salah. He had this. But that day he was feeling very upset. When you're feeling very upset, sometimes you sit and you just cover yourself. You just cover yourself sad. You just cover himself. That what the people have now said about me, I'm very far from that. I have never broken families. I am asking for unity. I am asking for love. I'm telling them, stop their barbarism. But what they are talking. So he covered himself. Then the surah comes. So the surah was to give a message to every person. When you worried about what people are saying about you, then ya ayyuhal muzammil, oh, the one who has wrapped himself up in grief, qum. Don't worry of wrapping yourself up from the people. Wrap yourself for Allah. That's it. Meaning put on your jubba and say Allahu Akbar. How is it going to help you sitting there being sad? It's not going to help you. You will remain sad your whole life. While you're sitting there, you're thinking, why he said that? If I ever meet him, I'm going to give him a mouthful. I'm going to tell him, you know how you hurt me. You know how you did this. Now you're sitting, now you're cheering, now you're crying, now you're planning. Now you say, I hope he breaks his leg. I hope his daughter dies. Then he can understand. So much you're thinking. Allah Ta'ala says, you're wrapped in grief. Rather use that same jubba, shawl, stand up. Qum. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Instead of crying the whole night, Allah Ta'ala says, rather stand the whole night. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ. Stand in the night, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Because when a man is in depression, he doesn't sleep. His head is throbbing. He says, give me another panado, give me another panado. Now again he's looking at the message. What I must reply to this message? How am I going to answer? Whole night is. Many people ask, is there something called bipolar? There was always depression. There was always depression. Allah's Nabi is trying to understand how depressed he must have been. He used to go in the cave of Hira and he used to spend days. Which man ever spends days in a cave? He was depressed not because of himself and his own condition. He had nothing to live. He was depressed about the condition of the world around. That was depression. Troubling the mind. Allah Ta'ala would say, stand. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The more that your head pains with problems, the more let your legs pain in the ibadat of Allah. If rather your feet swell in Allah's ibadah, instead of your brain swell in depression. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Is there something called bipolar? There's definitely. But the medication that man takes nowadays has a great effect in lifting that bipolar, putting it to higher levels. And then doctors will carry on giving one to treat another, and it never ends. Cupping, to take away all poison, cupping. And then standing in front of Allah in Salah. The standing, nisfahu, half the night. The doctor says one tablet three times a day. Allah Ta'ala says half the night. Aw inqus minhu qalila, or less than half. Aw zid alayhi, or a little more than half. Even the doctor says take one tablet morning, evening and one at night. And normally all of us, we know we don't take it in the morning, we don't take it in the afternoon, we don't take it at night. And life carries on and the tablet remains in the cupboard. And then after a week we say, doctor, I'm still not better. Are you taking your tablet? Sometime. So he said, I want you to take it now, now and now. And the person buys the tablet and takes it. No, no and no. He doesn't take it. Allah Ta'ala says, come, I'll ask you. Read Salah for me. Read half the night. You can't manage half the night, okay, less than half the night. You got a lot of desire, a lot of problems, and more than half the night. We got enough time for man. Man must have time for Allah. We got enough time. Stand for your Allah. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. And while you are standing for your Allah, then read Quran nice and slowly. Take your time. Read one surah, one ruku, repeat the ruku. Think of the meaning. Finish the two rakats, look at the meaning again, stand up another two rakats, same. Think of the meaning, my Allah is telling me something. Normally whenever there's an issue, the person says you have to go to a counselor. You need counseling. You ask, what happens at the counseling? My friend is a counselor. He's an alim also. One time he told me, I treat my patients with what I hear in your bayan. So I said, that's an amazing thing, that what I can't charge for, you charge. He said, I got a certificate for it. That's all. He got a certificate. That's all. The only difference is that he got a certificate so he can charge. The greatest counseling is the counseling of Allah. But Allah, tabarak Allah, like how the counselor doesn't speak. Counselor, you call it. That one listens most of the time. They tell you, you talk. Talk. Tell me from the beginning of your life. Now you start. Once upon a time, I was the only child in the house. Same story always. I was the only child in the house. Then my little brother was born. Now they stopped showing me attention, love. Now this happened. Same story. Everyone got same story. And the person listening doesn't mind because they charge per the hour. They charge per the hour. When you don't charge, that's when the alim is saying, right, quickly, quickly now, I'm busy, I got 2 minutes for you. He said, you only got 2 minutes. He said, no problem, if you want more time, pay them. Then I'll give you a lot of time. No one will pay. Allah Ta'ala says, you want time. It's me and you. You want half the night, I give you half the night. You want more than half the night, you got more than half the night. You want a little bit less, you choose your time. Oh, zid alayhi, even more than half the night. And you tell me a story. But what to say to Allah? وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. He said, you read my Quran slowly. You read my Quran to me. Instead of telling me your story, you read to me my speech to you. And as man will read it, he will find the answers, what he is looking for, is in the verses that he is reading. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. It is normally when a person is studying, he has to give an exam. He doesn't know the answer, but the answer is in what is in front of him. And the examiner says, where's your papers? Read it again. Read it in front of me. Now he starts reading. But the purpose is not just to read it. The examiner is saying, the answer is by you. The answer is in those words that you know. Just look at it again. Read it again slower. You're missing something. And then the person says, the answer was in front of me. Right under my nose, I never saw it. He said, you will stand in front of Allah. وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. And you will read Quran. When you will read Quran, you will get your answer. إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. That many a time you are worried about what the people say. What the people say is called a hard talk. Why they criticized me so much? It's affecting my mind. Allah Ta'ala says, theirs is hard. We are going to place on you something heavy. We are going to place upon you an amanat of Quran. That's more heavier than everything else. All of us got this amanat. If the criticism of people, our mind can't manage, where are we going to manage this amana of Quran? إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. So stand a little at night and read a little. إِنَّا نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ. Because the one who rises at the night, هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْأً. Rising at night is the hardest walk. Rising at night is the hardest walk. But they say, who he who walks the walk, talks the talk. This verse makes that. If you manage to walk the hardest walk, you will manage to talk the best talk. After that, the world's words will mean nothing to you. Your words will affect everybody else. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's words remained. And those who criticized him disappeared. His words affected everyone. The words of his criticizers, people laughed at it. But he walked the walk. Allah Ta'ala says, the hardest walk is the walking of the night. Meaning standing at night is not an easy thing. Standing at night is not an easy thing. To go for your counseling, A man says, my appointment is at 2. He says, but the traffic was terrible. But he stayed in the traffic. Then he spent his 1 hour there. Then he got traffic that took 1 hour. It took 2 hours to get home. It cost him. It was a long journey. He comes with a headache. He got his tablets. Allah Tabaraka Taala says, that walk, you made the journey to get time with that person. Make the journey to get time with Allah. Inna nashiyat al-layl, it's not easy. But whoever is ready to walk the hardest walk, he will find rising at night is not easy. Wa aqwa muqila. But it will make the word most straight. It will make the word most powerful. It will make the word most unique. Forget other people's words against you. Your words will affect everybody else. إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا. Indeed, during the day, you will have to swim a lot amongst the people. سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا. A lengthy swim. Lengthy swim for everyone. For in Nabi it was, during the day you have to go out again and invite. For a normal person you have to go out. Hardest in the world, everyone says, mine is the hardest. The daughter-in-law says, you don't know what I go through. I enter in the kitchen, my mother-in-law is there. Mother-in-law says, you know, I don't know what's wrong with her. I just don't want to go in the kitchen. She got a problem with one. She got a problem with one. Allah Tabaraka Taala says, both of you, at night, stand on the musalla. Both of you. What will happen during the day? Aqwa muqila. You will speak the right word, she won't get angry. She will speak the right word, you won't get angry. Problem is, no one at night stays in front of Allah. At night, they play with the phone. At night, they sleep. And the next morning, they fight. وَأَقْوَ مُقِيلًا إِنَّ لَكَ. As for the da'i has to go out and meet people who don't want to see him. As for the normal man, you're going in the world, you got your family, you got your friends, fights start every day. In a normal small madrasa, they were best friends, now they're worst enemies. Let us fight, fight, fight. And I say, what you fighting about? They don't know. I say, next time what you do, read salah at night, and you'll see during the day you won't fight. Read salah at night, during the day you won't fight. وَأَقْوَ مُقِيلًا. Most of the problems in life will get sorted out. If man is able to stand for Allah, Allah give us all tawfiq. You'll have to swim a lot in the day. You will have to swim a lot. وَذْكُرِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ وَتَبَتَّلْ إِلَيْهِ تَبْتِيلًا. So before the day starts, take the name of Allah at night. Remember your Allah and turn towards your Allah. رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Lord of the East and the West, there is none but Him. Why don't you make Him your partner? The disposer of all your affairs. Hand it over to Him. فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. And as for what the people had to say regarding you, وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. Be patient on what people say. وَحْجُرُهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. And leave them, avoid them in a wonderful manner. There will be some people you just can't get along with. Allah Ta'ala says, don't fight with them. Hijrat. In a lovely manner, avoid them. A lovely manner. You can't fight, leave. These 10 verses. Unique 10 verses, one more time you will do it. Or the one who has wrapped himself up because you are so sad about what the world has said about you. You don't want to stand, Allah Ta'ala says, stand. Stand and I will talk with you. How much time you want? You want half the night? Take it. You want a little bit more? Take it. You want a little bit less? It's according to you. Stand. But instead of telling me all your grievances, your problems, your stories about from the time I was small, وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. Read my Qur'an and you will find your answer is in what you read to me. You read it to me again and again. You really found that the words of the people are heavy. I got something heavier to put on you. I got an amana I want you to carry in the world. But to carry, to have the right words, to know when to say what. He says, walk the walk during the night, and you will manage to talk the talk. You will have to swim amongst the people. فِالنَّهَارِ سَبْحًا طَوِيلًا. You can't run away to a cave. Many a time when people criticize someone, either he thinks of committing suicide, then I don't have to face them ever again. Or he says, now I'm never going to go out. Now we're never going for that program. I just don't want to see your family. The next time there's a program, we're not going. I don't want to meet with them. Allah Ta'ala says, you'll have to swim amongst the people. You'll have to swim. What happens when a person swims? It is slightly different from walking. Me and you, we are made for out of water, not in water. So even if you're such a good swimmer, that someone says you're like a fish in water, they add the word, you like a fish. Meaning you're not a fish. You will see the man suffering. Even if he's a master swimmer, it's still hard. With people, it will always be hard. Even if you are a master, you're going to have problems. You will have to swim amongst the people. They will make you tired. Sometimes you'll think you're drowning also. You'll have to do that. Allah Ta'ala says, before meeting with the people, take Allah's name. فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا. Say, Allah, I hand my matters over to you. And you go the next day back in the people. Patient on what the people say. And avoid the people in a beautiful manner. Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. That we don't worry about what the world says. But we find our remedy in Quran and in reading our Quran to Almighty Allah. The best time is when you are tired and you don't want to stand. But if you got bipolar, Lord, people say a man who got bipolar, a woman who got bipolar, whole night they can't sleep. Whole night. That's true that day. You write two words about a man who got bipolar and you go sleep. Whole night he'll stay awake answering you. You can go sleep, yes. You just say, you're looking ugly. Finish. Then you put your phone off and go sleep. Whole night, he'll check up in the dictionaries, in the encyclopedias. He will write a whole kitab against you the next day. He won't sleep at night. Why? He can't sleep. His mind runs. Allah Ta'ala says, what you worried about answering? Stand on the musalla and call. Just stand on the musalla. Now you won't write no book. While you're reading Quran to Allah, Allah will give you your answers. And when Allah gives answers, you get so calm. At the ending you read, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. You lift up your hands and you say, I make you in charge of my matters. You handed it over, you go sleep away after that. Have a nice sleep. The next day someone asks, you never reply. You say, reply to what? He said, someone wrote this against you. He said, what he wrote? The person I show you, he said, I don't think so. Just press delete. I also press delete. Finish. Now a man who wrote a whole 20 lines and you never read it, he gets more upset also. Because you just deleted it. I set it. I set it going the junk mail. Now he's waiting for a reply, waiting for a reply. One day someone says, you know what and what he writes about you. He said he even sends the emails. It doesn't make you upset. You must say, maybe it's in my spam. Maybe it's in my junk mail. What's his email? That'll make him more upset. Don't answer. Stand on the musalla. Speak to Allah. Allah will give all answers. وَحَجُرُهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. In a lovely manner, avoid those who irritate you. Hand your matter over to Almighty Allah. But for you, the musalla and Quran is more than sufficient to take out the pain that we go through when people criticize us. Most of the people today cry. Is bipolar something level? Depression? Mental strain? You don't know what you put me through? All of that. Allah Ta'ala says, then what is my musalla for? Why is my Quran then? وَرَتِّلِ الْقُرْآنَ تَرْتِيلًا. One friend is getting married soon. So I was asking what present he's giving. He's giving a Quran. I was so happy. Now when he gives the Quran, he must give this bayan also. Inna nashi at al-layl. The one who stands on night on the musalla and read the Quran, that one will speak properly the next morning. So the girl will be so thrilled. Now she'll ask, when must I start practicing? You'll say, from tonight. He says, there's the musalla. You go on the musalla, I go on the musalla. I gave you hadiya Quran, you gave me hadiya Quran. Now we'll read our Quran and then tomorrow we'll know what to say to each other. Imagine the marriage starts like that. Because normally people ask on the first night, how must we talk? So now we'll say on the first night, read Quran. Then you'll know how to talk after that whole life. Aqwa muqila. Problem is on the first night, no one wants to read Quran. And after that whole life, they don't know how to talk. Aqwa muqila. Imagine the boy comes and says, I did it. On the first night, she was on the musalla. I was on the musalla. I read Quran. She read Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, wa aqwa muqila. Because remember, on the first night, isn't no one sleeps. So you are awake already. Nashiyat al-layl. Standing awake, you are awake. Ashaddu wat'an. Allah says, it's hard on the first night. First night will be the hardest walk. Not the hard work, the hardest of walks. Wa aqwa muqila. You'll get the strongest and the straightest of talks also. Allah Ta'ala grant tawfiq. This is not a masala, this, yeah? That on the first night you must be on the musalla for so long. That if you are, subhanallah. Many women, when they get married, then they tell that it's a sunnah. Two rakats of salah, isn't it? She says, okay, I'll read namaz behind you. So there the husband, for some reason, he's supposed to now pull her in salah. He's supposed to read. Because always when he was imam in front of us, he pulled us. Now he got his wife behind. And he's reading ibadah. Now he can read at least Surah Baqarah in the first rakat. Surah Nisa in the second. He still got the whole night after that. But suddenly there it's, Wal asri inna atayna. Then he lifts up his hands, Allah, for my whole life sorted out. And then he turns around and he says, how are you? So if you can make it a little longer, Aqwa muqila, the talk will come even more beautiful. Allah tabarak ta'ala grant tawfiq. InshaAllah we will hear these 10 verses. May Allah tabarak ta'ala grant us all tawfiq, little bit at night, to read 2 rakats in front of Allah, how it will make words much, much more better.
من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا قم الليل إلا قليلا الليل هي أشد وطئا وأقوم قيلا إن لك في النهار سبحا طويلا واذكر اسم ربك وتبتل إليه تبتيلا رب المشرق والمغرب لا واصبر على ما يقولون واهجرهم هجرا جميلا
We'll make the dhikr of La ilaha illallah, the dhikr of Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم The command that was given is واذكر اسم ربك Take the name of your Allah وتبتل إليه تبتيلا Turn fully towards Allah رب المشرق والمغرب He's in charge of the whole world There is no one but him. فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا So why don't you hand your matters over to him? Why don't you hand your matters over to him? So as we will make La ilaha, we will move away from our heart. In this year we are saying, Oh Allah, all that troubles, all that stress, all that anger, all that depression, I am pulling all of that out and I'm handing that to you. فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا And as for my heart, I am only leaving you now in the heart. So, إِلَّا اللَّهُ Only you. لَا إِلَهَ No deity. I'm pulling everything else. That all the other things in the world is not worth it for me to die for. Why must I stress about it? Why must I fight for it? It's not a deity. It's not something I should run about, worship, love. So, I will pull it out. And I will say, my heart is only for you. I will pull it out. My heart is only for you. I will pull it out. My heart is only for you. فَاتَّخِذْهُ وَكِيلًا The one who makes Allah his, Allah will make the entire world his.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
On the third set of لا إله إلا الله When you will say إِلَّا اللَّهُ You will say Allah in our mind I am making you the one to handle all my matters Oh Allah, I am making you the one to handle all my matters And in this you must see yourself making taslim now So since I have handed it over to you, my hands are up
I'm not going to interfere, I'm not going to stress, I'm not going to worry, I've handed it over to you. As for my life, it's going to be you, O Allah, to worry about pleasing you, to worry about making you happy. I'm not going to worry what the world says about me. I'm going to worry about what you feel about me. I'm not going to worry about what the world says about me. I'm going to worry about, O Allah, what you feel about me. La ilaha, I'm going to take out everybody else, their thoughts, their criticism, their praise, what they say. Illallah, I'm only going to worry about what you say. I'm only going to worry about what you say. A girl was dolled up for the husband. All her other cousins said, you are so pretty today. He's going to be thrilled when he sees you. So a tear came from her eye. Her friend said to her, why are you crying? She said, tonight is a very, very difficult night. She says, with all this makeup, all of you have praised me. In your eye, I'm so, so smart and beautiful. But it means nothing to me because the night hasn't come. She says, tonight if my husband looks at me and he also says, you are so beautiful. He says, then all of this is worth it. But if he looks at me for some reason at night and he says, I'm not impressed. She says, then the praise of all of you means nothing to me. This is the world of a girl and a boy. There is our world within Allah. Where the world can criticize or the world can praise. But one day, every one of us will stand in front of an Allah. Forget on that day in this world already. If the world praises, then Allah says, but I'm not impressed. Then all is gone. And if no one ever notices, but Allah says, I'm happy, then everything is done. So I'm going to remove illallah, la ilaha, everything besides you, Allah. I'm not worried about it anymore. Illallah, I'm only worried about you. I'm not worried about it, O Allah. I'm only worried about you. I'm not worried about it, O Allah. I'm only worried about you. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make our hearts like that. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
We will make the dhikr of the word Allah. This is known as Ismi Dhat. We will be reminding our heart, choose Allah. Choose Allah, choose Allah.
Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah, 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 Allah. Allah. Allahu, Allahu, Allahu. Allahu, 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 Allah.
Normally people ask what zikrullah a person should make. So in the era that we live in, the mashayikh have always made it less. Once upon a time it was sitting in the hundreds of thousands. Then it came to hundreds. Now it's sitting on 10. Soon a time will be, a person will be said one day, once a day, just say Allah would love. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib would say, it is my feeling that that person who even once in his life said the word Allah, and it was full of love, he says Allah will open his way to Jannah. One time. So zikrullah in the times that we are living does not have to be lot, but it must happen. So we ask friends, whoever want to and are not at the moment making zikrullah, then in the morning at least 10 times say La ilaha illallah. With either the same muraqabah that we make here or any other thought. But think of Allah. Because remember, one time the kalima is said, the doors of Jannah open. Imagine 10 times. And then about 10 or 20 times say Allah by reminding the heart. Feel the heart pumping, taking it in, pumping, taking it in, pumping something out, taking in. And then the word Allah lands on the heart and the heart takes it in. Allah, Allah. After La ilaha illallah 10 times, Allah 20 times, then make salawat ala nabi, what we call durud sharif. Choose a small one, sallallahu ala nabi al ummi. We normally in the madrasa make Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad 10 times. And then make astaghfirullah 10 times. And thereafter you're free to go. So little, but so much. But daily the zikr of Almighty Allah, if it takes place, then when you go and swim amongst the people later on, you will find the swim amongst the people is much, much easier. Allah tabarak ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, wa ala ahlihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu wa laka shukru kulluhu. O Allah, in your kindness, make us the people of Quran. Make us the people of Quran. Make us from the people of Qiyamul Layl. Make us from the people of Qiyamul Layl. Make us from the people of Qiyamul Layl. Allah, bring upon that decision of yours, that we again, like how people in the past, would stand at night with your Quran, we can also be amongst those people, and the people around us can be. Allah, let the nights be for you. Allah, let the nights be for you. Allah, let the nights be for you. Allah, bless us all with the ability to raise our hands when asking. Allah, to be able to raise our bodies when praying. Allah, to be able to fight sleep. Allah, to be able to fight hunger and fast for you. Allah, make us those selected slaves of yours, that pleasing you is pleasing us. Pleasing you is pleasing us. And in your displeasure we find uneasiness. In your displeasure we find uneasiness. Allah, let us not be those who can sleep when you are angry with us, who can go to sleep when you are angry with us. Allah, grant us that shu'ur, that feeling, that ihsas within our hearts. Oh Allah, that we are only happy when you are happy. Allah, and we are worried when you are angry. Oh Allah, make us yours. Oh Allah, make us yours. Oh Allah, make us yours. Sallallahu ala nabi al-kareem. وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله